how much you will spend on a yearly basis in retirement, and at what rate does the saved money grow? In other words, yearly expenditure and rate of return on your investments. To do our estimation, let us go back to our 25-year-old individual. Let us say they spend the same amount every year, adjusted for inflation, even during their retirement. The specific dollar amount is not that important because we will calculate how much they need to save for every dollar they will be spending. So we can just focus on the second influencer, that is the growth rate of savings, also known as AKA rate of return on your investments. You could choose to save it in a bank. A bank earns almost no interest and hence no growth on your savings. So if you save in a bank, you will need to save approximately $1.6 for every dollar you spend. Let that sink in. That is, you will need to spend, or you need to save more money than you end up spending every year of your working life. Unless you are making a ton of money, this is impractical. Even the best savers out there put aside only a small fraction of what they earn. Not most of what they earn and spend only a fraction. So, saving money in a bank for retirement does not make the cut. Now, let us see what happens if you save your money where it grows a bit faster. If you invest in bonds or real estate, you may get a rate of return around 4 to 5% a year. At this rate, you will need to save $1 for every $3 you spend. This is looking much better than saving in a bank. Another way of saying this is that you save 25% of your earnings and spend 75% of it. I think it looks reasonable, but I think you will still feel the pain of having to save a significant fraction of your savings. Can we do better than this? Of course, you can save your money where the growth rates are higher, such as stock or financial markets. The average returns in a financial market are around 7 to 10%. At this rate, you will need to save roughly $1 for every $5 you spend. This amounts to roughly 15% of your income being set aside for retirement. One important thing to keep in mind is that growth rate of your savings does not come free. If your savings is expected to grow faster, it also means there are more risks involved in achieving that growth rate. It is not prudent to be greedy. So you need to work with a professional who can assess your situation and make appropriate recommendations for you. Let us summarize what we have learned so far about how much and where to save. If you save in a bank that earns almost no returns, you will have to save more than you spend. If you save in bonds or real estate, such as your home, you will have to save roughly $1 for every $3 you spend. If you save in financial markets, you have to save roughly $1 for every $5 you spend. Wonderful. Time to get smarter about how you save. Are you ready? Here is an interesting piece of information. The same agency that collects your taxes, the Internal Revenue Service or IRS, also provides you incentives to save for retirement. Yes, they give you a break. They want you to save money for later. When you save money for retirement, that money is not taxed immediately and can enjoy tax-free growth until you use the money in retirement. Talk to your employer today and make sure they have a retirement account for you. If you are self-employed, you can open certain special types of IRA accounts that IRS has designed for this purpose. Many people forgo this incentive, thinking that the benefit is limited to the tax savings they get during the calendar year they put the money in their retirement accounts. This is not accurate. The tax savings during the first year is just the tip of the iceberg. In fact, the punchline is that most of the benefits come from the ability of that retirement account to compound growth rate. As the money grows tax deferred year after year until retirement. So mark that in your mental diary. The benefit of the retirement account comes from the continual tax deferral year over year, not just the tax deferral in the first year when you contribute. So for our 24-year individual from before, if they do not take advantage of this incentive and do not save any money, it is estimated that they will lose 25 times their annual salary throughout their lifetime. If you save around 20 to 25% of your salary every year, you are close to fully utilizing this IRS incentive. Enough about statistics. What do you feel about saving in general? What has worked for you and what has not? Let us know, and we will discuss your interesting stories in our next episode. I'm glad you could join us today for Know Your Finances. Call us with your questions at 919-294-4800. I look forward to catching up with you next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening to Radio Naira, exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. Have a great week ahead.